Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we stop intentionally to reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, as you reflect upon it, and allow it to come into your life, you may see how God is at work, and you see God in action, how God comes to us and continues to lead us and guide us every day of our life. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, we may follow the way of your commandments and receive the crown of everlasting joy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our first reading that's appointed for this day comes from the prophet Amos, the 5th chapter. Amos speaks, "Seek the Lord and live, or he will break out against the house of Joseph like fire, and it will devour Bethel with no one to quench it. Ah, you that turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground. They hate the ones who reprove in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and take from them levies of grain, you have built houses of hewn stone, and you shall not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions, and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and push aside the needy in the gate. Therefore the prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said, hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph." The word of the Lord. We don't always hear words like this. Many of us, I imagine, don't really read the minor prophets, those 12 books at the end of the Old Testament that we go, okay, there's 12 of them. It's, okay, Amos, Micah, Hosea, but we forget their names. We also tend to forget their message. Some of it, I think, is because these messages that many of the prophets, including Amos, they challenge us in our way of life. Amos wasn't like some of the other prophets that were probably priests, sort of have a place of importance in Jerusalem. Amos was a herdsman, a dresser of sycamore trees, essentially kind of a farmer, per se, in our culture today, an ordinary folk. But yet God chose Amos to bring his word to the people. And part of it is, it's this notion of, it's the time in which there were countries, other nations coming in, and people were fearful of the attack from the outsiders. But it was also a time of great prosperity. And unfortunately, the nation of Israel has a not great track record. When the nation is doing well, they tend to wander from God. I wonder if there's a parallel in our own lives. It's amazing how sometimes when things are going well, we say things like, "Look at how well I'm doing." We pat ourselves on the back and congratulate ourselves for we're really killing it. We are doing well, right? I'm succeeding. And then when things go poorly, we cry out to God, "Where are you? How long, O Lord, do I cry to you and you don't answer me?" It's amazing how we take the credit for when things go well and then want to assign the blame to others. The prophet really is calling out the nation to go, wait a minute, look at what's going on, because we think this is a time of great prosperity. And yet, what's happening is those who are succeeding are doing so at the expense of the poor. That the poor and the outcast are kind of being downtrodden. And Amos raises up to say, seek the Lord and live. Later on, he says, seek good and not evil. And some of the scholars say when he says that, when he says seek good, it's not just do good things, but it's seek the Lord. Because he says, seek the Lord and live. And when we seek the Lord, that's what it means to seek good. Too often in our culture, in our world today, and probably just as it was back then, if you said seek good, people would go, well, what's good for me? Right? Many times when I'll watch some of the shows like Big Brother, and it's always, what's good for me? And not necessarily what's good for the whole. We do that same thing. What is it that I can get out of this? And Amos says, no, think about society as a whole. Seek after God and what God desires for us. And what is it that God desires? Amos tells us, it's justice. But what does that mean? Too often I think we hear that word and we have a vague sense, but we don't really understand what it means in this context. Or we think sometimes it's, you know, that's what the liberals do, right? Justice is demanded by God. And part of what that means is we see all people as children of God. And that we don't put down the poor or the outcast, so we lift ourselves up. But God desires for the nation to do well and for all to benefit in the prosperity that's going on. I think about another minor prophet, Micah. Micah says this. He says, "And what does God require of us but to do these three things? To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God." I think that's kind of where Amos is going as well. We need to do justice, to think about those who are on the margins, those whom society doesn't really think much about. And part of the reason when there's prosperity, even when there's not prosperity, sometimes the poor, the marginalized, get ostracized because too often it's about power. And the poor don't have power. Those who are on the margins aren't the ones that have the power. I mean, after all, in our society, think about it. When these natural disasters come, right? Sometimes we go, wait a minute, how is it that, you know, we're not taking care of some of the people? But where are the voices that raise up their concerns? The marginalized, those who are minority groups, don't have that same voice. But it's those who are wealthy, those who are powerful that we hear. And Amos is calling us to say no. When we listen to those voices of power and seek after that, we're marginalizing what God desires. God wants us to care for our neighbor, to seek to lift them up, to seek to allow them to be all they can be. Think about the Ten Commandments. And you hear about the Ten Commandments, and sometimes we go, oh, you know, people want to post them in school, and we think if we just put up plaster everywhere, everything's going to be okay. I'm not sure that's the answer. The answer is to look at them. to read them, to live them out. And if you really stop and think about it, if you look at the Ten Commandments, you can divide them into two parts. The first three, you shall have no other gods, don't take the Lord's name in vain, and remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, are about God. Martin Luther says you can summarize these three in two words, love God. But now the rest of them, the other seven, honor your parents, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not covet thy neighbor's house, do not covet thy neighbor's wife and maidservants and other stuff. They're all about our neighbor, how we treat other people. The commandments call us in many ways to be more attentive to how we treat others. And that's what Amos is attempting to do, lift up that notion of justice, lift up that notion of fairness, of not taking advantage of others, but treating our neighbors the way we would want to be treated. The commandments, in some ways, are overwhelmingly about how we treat other people. And when we look at society, when you watch the news, think about how some people treat others, right? We treat them like they don't exist. We demonize groups that we don't like, you know, LGBTQ people, migrants, people from other ethnicities. We minimize them and we make fun of them and mock them. And God really, through the prophets, says, no, that's not how you treat your neighbor. Right? The commandments remind us. Don't bear false witness. Don't tell things about our neighbor that aren't true. Right? We don't lie about them. We don't steal from them. We don't, you know, diminish them. But we seek to allow our neighbor to be able to accomplish all that they can. We seek to empower them. The prophets raise up the notion of a seeking justice, which means helping all people. And when we do justice, we seek the Lord and we live and society lives because God's will is accomplished. Amen. Let us pray. Ancient of Days, throughout time you raise up people to speak truth to your people and to the world. Open our ears, O Lord, that we may hear these prophets anew in our day and age, and may be able to see where they still speak to us in our world today. Then empower us with your Spirit, that we may not only hear the words of the prophets, but seek to live out their call to faithfulness. May we constantly seek you, O Lord, to establish justice and to be a neighbor to all in need. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.